Today we celebrate the feast of St. Januarius. Now, before I get into that, I want to answer the question about that probably a lot of you are asking, coming from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, where he says, the bishop must be irreproachable, married only once. You're all probably asking, well, how does that square with the mandate of priestly celibacy? In short, it means a man who marries no more than one woman. So just to clear that up. But today we celebrate the feast of St. Januarius, who was an Italian bishop who was martyred in the city of Naples during the reign of Emperor Diocletian. And it is said that he was actually thrown to bears for his martyrdom. But once again, as I've said many times on the feast days of martyrs, you know, I'm always asking the question, why is it that they shed their blood? Why were they willing to suffer such great torments for this gospel? And always it comes back to these very deep and fundamental truths about who is Jesus Christ. For in today's gospel, he rose a man from the dead, and the people exclaimed, a great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Now this harkens back to what we see earlier in the Gospel of Luke, where we see that the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, where he says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Truly the martyrs clung to and believed that fundamental truth, that in Jesus Christ, God is with us. And that was worth the shedding of blood. For neither death nor life nor persecution nor the sword can separate us from the love of God, as Paul says in one of his letters. So let us today ask for the intercession of St. Januarius, that we too may have that deep and abiding faith, willing to shed our blood for love of Christ. Now, I just want to say one more thing about St. Januarius. I didn't know how to fit it into my homily, but every year, several times throughout the year, first of all, in Naples, they actually have a vial of St. Januarius's dried blood. And several times throughout every year, his blood miraculously liquefies. And if you ever wish to see it, a few years ago, actually, Pope Francis visited Naples, and he took the vial of his blood, and you can actually see it liquefies. I think you can still look it up online, so if you wish to, check it out for yourself. I didn't know how to fit that into my homily, but there you have it. So let us ask for the intercession of St. Januarius, that we may have this deep faith in Christ the Lord.